Shocking new report card on Victoria's healthcare system showing ambulance wait times are blowing out, with more than one third of urgent call-outs failing to meet the recommended response time.
Patients are also waiting longer in emergency departments, and 87,000 people are in the queue for elective surgery. For more, we're joined by Victoria AMA President Dr. Roderick McRae. Thanks for your time this morning, Doctor. You know, these figures, they're looking at the period between April and June this year. Did you realise things were this bad?
Well, yes, and look, may I just quickly express my condolences to everybody touched by your past story and the death of Ms. Durham, who must have had a terrible 2 years with respiratory illness and everything we're about to talk about going on around her. So, look, the situation is perhaps, you know, we're hopefully thinking reaching a plateau here in Victoria, but all of the statistics are indicating that absolutely every point of the healthcare system in Victoria is absolutely overwhelmed. So it's difficult to get an appointment for the general practitioner. If you have a sick child, you go to the emergency department and then you suddenly see the queues, the difficulty all of the colleagues are having to look after people to the best of their ability in emergency departments. And as you enter them, you notice ambulances ramping. So everything is very, very tight.
You talk about how tight things are. In this time that we're told there was 486,000 patients that presented to emergency departments in Victoria. That's up 5%.
It certainly is.
Is that 5% simply down to COVID and the flu? Like, where are these people and why are these people coming in?
Well, we're certainly in Victoria, we're busy absolutely reproducing everything that occurred in the United States from 100 years ago after the Spanish flu. We wanted to get business going. We wanted to go to the restaurant. We wanted to go to the movies. And, of course, it just transmits the virus. So with the background of not just COVID-19, influenza A and respiratory syncytial virus in the children, there's just more and more presentations to every part of the healthcare system. Now, if you phone your general practitioner and say, I'm fully booked out, they're not on holidays. They're fully booked out, working overtime hours anyway. And you have to wait 4 days to have your 2.5-year-old child who's sick, not just a sniffle, they're sick. So you race off to the hospital. Sometimes you call an ambulance. Sometimes you have to wait to get through to call an ambulance, and then you have to wait to get an ambulance. The entire system is stressed.
Well, now it's a matter of fixing it and trying to figure out what needs to be done. Yeah. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor.